From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Doctors and patients across the country woke up today to news that another popular painkiller may be harmful. This time it's naproxen, a generic drug sold under several names, including Aleve.
The risk was revealed in a study of Alzheimer's patients. There were hints the drug might delay that disease, but a preliminary review found that patients had a slightly elevated risk of heart attacks and strokes. It's not clear what action regulators will take about naproxen. NPR's Richard Knox reports that when it comes to painkillers, all options are open.
In the space of 4 days, the Food and Drug Administration has cast two entire classes of painkillers into doubt. Last Friday, it was the wildly successful COX-2 inhibitors, with the finding that Celebrex was linked to heart attacks and strokes in a different study. Two other COX-2s were implicated earlier, but many thought Celebrex was different. And now, naproxen, which makes many wonder if its cousins, such as ibuprofen, are safe. In an interview with NPR Today, Lester Crawford, the FDA's acting commissioner, offered no reassurance that either the COX-2 drugs or the other so-called NSAIDs, for nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, will survive.
We may be able, through scientifically informed labeling, to salvage these drugs, and then again, we might not be. As I've said, we have all of our regulatory options still open, and as soon as we can plow through this data and reach some conclusions, we will move forward.
But if the FDA is hanging tough, its critics are not appeased. Dr. Jerry Avorn of Harvard Medical School accuses the agency of lurching from one extreme to the other.
It's too bad that they don't seem to have a happy medium between being completely unresponsive and being in a state of panic over small problems. We need to be able to have a drug safety agency that can jump on the issues that are important in an aggressive and accurate way, and then not scare the public about things that may not turn out to be real problems.
Avorn is particularly scathing about the FDA's advice to anxious consumers, call your doctor, when their doctors don't have any more information than they do. He's hardly alone in his frustration. Dr. Mark Fendrick is professor at the University of Michigan.
This whole story is moving so fast and furiously that not only are patients left in a lurch, but clinicians are yearning for full information so they can make informed choices as well.
Fendrick says if the FDA actually does take the COX-2 drugs and naproxen and possibly other related drugs off the market,
it would be a serious change in pain management. And given that we don't have any real new blockbusters, as far as I know, in the pipeline, we would almost have to go back to the future.
Back to old standbys, such as Tylenol, which can reduce pain but not inflammation and has side effects of its own. And back to smelly creams that give a sensation of warmth. And back to basics such as exercise. That wouldn't be all bad, but neither do experts think it would relieve all patients' pain. For now, Dr. Daniel Solomon of Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston says there's no question the government is handling naproxen very differently than it would have not so long ago.
If we had had these results 3 months ago, we would have reported them in a scientific journal and discussed them. And we would have wondered about the veracity, and we would have conducted other studies, but we wouldn't be on the air discussing them. We've entered a climate since Vioxx where people feel so pushed to talk about these very preliminary data in a very public way. I'm fine with reporting them, I'm fine with discussing them, but I think that it's too early to make decisions on these data.
Solomon hopes within 6 months, researchers will be able to tell if these preliminary findings represent a hidden danger or a fluke. Richard Knox, NPR News.